dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write.
The way he laughs in the middle of that line. It's not going to happen, by the way. We're not going to get a white Christmas. Silly you for even thinking it was possible. You will, however, potentially be in for a white hot Christmas. About a third of the country is getting into its first few days of a major heat wave. Is it hot where you are? It's hot where everyone is, I would have thought. You can tell me how hot if you know. Send me a text message. I'm joined now by Dr. John Nairn, who's the Bureau of Meteorology's Weather Services Manager for South Australia, that just happens to be experiencing some of the highest temperatures. John, thank you very much for joining us. How hot is it where you are?
Oh, well, Adelaide's reached 43 degrees today, so we've definitely peaked there.
Wow. See, that, like, I mean, I don't know how to feel about it, because the heat kind of helped us win the Ashes. But now that we've done that, could we arrange something else?
Well, look, like any weather event, it will have its time. It will run out. It's only got a few more days to go, really. But it will go through from Adelaide through the East Coast and work its way up towards Queensland. So it did start in the West. It started on the start of the test. And that's when it began in southern Australia.
Right, okay. So a third of the country is going to be covered. Are we looking at something that is actually serious and that points to a very, very hot summer, a hotter than usual summer?
Look, I think the heat question is one that will stay with us until we see a really wet monsoon step into the North Australia. At the moment, the soils are very dry up there, and that's guaranteed to be a way of building a store of high temperatures through the middle of Australia. And the only way we'll really get out of that is once we see it rain and we get evaporative cooling out of those soils.
Right, okay. I know you've done some research into the risks of heat waves. As we head into a heat wave around much of the country, are there any messages you'd like to share with us?
Look, the major message is watch out for those high minimum temperatures. If you don't get sufficient relief to discharge the heat from the day you've been through and you head into the next one, you're like a heat capacitor. It keeps on growing and growing as a burden. And if it goes on for long enough with high minimum temperatures, those high maximums will get you.
So what do you do?
Well, there's lots of things you can do. Certainly, if someone's really worried, they can turn to their doctor. They should have a strategy. There's good strategies on the Department of Health. But you know, sensible things are the way to go. And mostly it's the vulnerable in the community that are in any sort of a danger at this point in time. So particularly once you're over 65, would you believe, you begin to see changes in the body that make you a bit more vulnerable, but it's the comorbidity, you know, the things, if you're carrying a cardiovascular system or renal reduction in capacity, you're that much more threat once heat steps in.
Right,
so,
okay.
This time of year, it's not such, you know, we are in the mode to look to our neighbours and our relatives. It's just extending that and making sure that we're asking whether they're turning on their air conditioners, whether they're opening their houses at night when it does get cooler and then closing it up during the day. They're actually really sensible things, and making sure that we remain hydrated. Those are the keys.
Thanks for your advice, John. It's good to get it from an expert. I just want to ask you one final question before I let you go, and it's a linguistic question. And I ask this partially, I guess, on behalf of the Plain English Foundation, which have put out their worst words for 2013. And among them, I think they've had a crack at your people, but talking about rain event, bushfire event, everything event. What's the linguistic evolution there?
Well, look, I think it's like anything. When you see an impact arise from something, we're trying to put a marker in the calendar that was the event that where we saw those impacts from the weather. And being in an organisation that deals with climate as well, climate is a series of events. So the terminology really is trying to get people to see the time scales of the different things that we're dealing with. Climate is one story, but weather is another, and I suppose the event terminology is coming out of the weather.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, if anyone from the Plain English Foundation is listening, maybe they'll be appeased by that response, John. I'm indebted to you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. John Nairn from the Bureau of Meteorology's Weather Services Manager. He's the manager for South Australia. It's great, though, by the way, what the Plain English Foundation have done there. Demising, by the way, is the worst word for 2013, according to them. The quote that they got it from, "The bank will be demising the roles of 942 relationship managers." That means they were losing their jobs. Maybe you've got a recommendation or a nomination. 0418 226 576.